everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to The Great Debates. I've got Steve Healy here.
Hi.
I've got Dave King here.
Hi. That's my impression.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. What's up, Deans?
Yo, I'd like to do some debating with you guys.
That's why we're here, man. Let's just get right into it.
I'd like to find out if we could just get right into a micro debate.
Yeah. Micros are like 3 minutes long.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get it.
There's no real reason why we can't start with a debate, and the debate topic is there's no real reason why we don't do cocaine instead of drink coffee every morning.
Hi, I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. I don't really think there's a good reason why we don't do cocaine instead of just drink coffee. I think that coffee has a lot of significant health risks. They're both mild stimulants grown in shady climates. And I think that if society had just evolved in a slightly different way, it might be socially acceptable to do a snort of cocaine in the morning instead of having a cup of coffee or espresso. I think it's just a matter of societal evolution that cocaine has been stigmatized and coffee has been accepted.
Yeah, I'm not a this is Dave King. I'll be arguing. I'll be taking the crazy position that there are real reasons why we don't do cocaine every morning. Okay, a couple quick points. The first real reason is that there's laws against cocaine, so it's illegal.
But we're mad that we're positing a world.
You are.
You always
do this.
Have to accept that the positive guy defines certain terms for the debate. Or the
I don't have to do that. That is up to our listener. You and I agree on the word again. You always fall into this trap.
This is not meta debates, gentlemen.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. So there's laws against... Well, let the listeners decide. There's laws against cocaine, so it would be a bad idea for us to do cocaine. Cocaine is one of the most... caffeine is certainly addictive, but cocaine is addictive in a more damaging way than caffeine is. And also, the high... I don't know that much about the science behind the high of cocaine, but my basic understanding is that the high, so to speak, of caffeine lasts longer than the high of cocaine. It's simply impractical and, mind you, way more expensive to do cocaine. Also, people who do cocaine are more apt to do cocaine again 10 minutes, 1 hour, 6 hours later than people who do coffee. I know there are a lot of people who drink 6 cups of coffee a day, but most people drink 1 or 2 cups a day. The same cannot be said for people who have open access to cocaine. They tend to do it basically... lab rats will do cocaine until they die instead of eating.
Had society evolved slightly differently, there would be safer and more moderated ways to ingest cocaine that would be like what the level of stimulation you get from a cup of coffee, and it would be perfectly acceptable.
But that's not what
happened. The reason why we don't do cocaine basically is just the evolution of society.
Okay, that's a real reason. You're proving my argument.
But it's not a reason that's tied to the nature.
If we went back in time and started over again to decide what the best stimulants would be.
For fun, imagine that is what the debate was.
No, I'm not here to have fun. I'm here to win the debate, and I'm here to debate the topic. There's no real reason we don't do cocaine instead of drinking coffee every morning.
So what do you think the reason is that we don't?
I've named six of them. It's not as effective. It's way more expensive. There's laws against it.
You're really...
Coffee tastes good.
I don't know what happened to you, but you're really sucking the joy out of this.
There's actual...
You know you're sucking the joy out of
this. I take joy in winning. Winning. Duh. I'm sorry, man. Am I upsetting you for real?
I kind of think you're not entering into the right spirit of the debate.
But I think these are real reasons. I'm not like fucking around.
Yeah, but you know we're talking about the idea that, you know we're in a world where cocaine is not illegal. We're talking about that.
Okay, well, I still think I gave good reasons why.
No, your number one reason was law.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Healy. I don't want to break your little heart over there.
I don't know what you're doing.
Let's just continue to talk about this for a little bit, because I think one other good reason is the taste of coffee. Like, coffee tastes good. And so it's like nice and fun and it's hot and it wakes you up in the morning.
If coffee were as prevalent, if cocaine were as prevalent as coffee, and if exploration had gone in certain different directions and we'd reached cocaine earlier than we'd reached coffee, basically, in terms of geography and culinary creation, I think that we could easily live in a world where we do cocaine instead of drinking coffee.
Yeah, maybe. I think there are societies where drugs are legal and people still choose to have coffee in the morning instead of cocaine.
I think it's largely social. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Probably. I mean, coffee tastes, worse than other things.
Oh, yeah.
Great coffee tastes great when you're cultured to drink coffee.
If you put milk and sugar in it, though, it's a fucking home run every day.
Yeah, that's true. A glass of milk and sugar by itself, also.
Oh,
a milkshake?
That's so
good. And
then
doing a little cocaine.
Yeah.
Are you just looking for an excuse to do cocaine?
I think it might be a nice little ritual.
Really? Every morning?
Maybe if it was brewed in a hot beverage.
Yeah.
With kind of a complicated taste profile.
I mean, if you want to do cocaine every morning, Healy, there's really no one stopping you from doing that.
There's a lot of people stopping me from doing that.
Who?
The federal government.
The police, government.
Okay, but I'm sure you have access to cocaine if you wanted it. You could get it, and you could get enough to do it every morning.
I live in a coffee world. I accept it, but I just...
Oh, how very big of you.
What happened to you, man? We lost the tapes that we love.
It's still me. It's Davis.
I don't know that it is. I don't know. I think you're in a good mood today, and it's made you...
Different somehow.
And worse.
Wow. I feel awful. I feel absolutely terrible.
I'm not going to say worse. I think fine.
Yeah.
Frustrating to Healy.
Frustrating.
Well,
to
maybe that's just because I'm winning.
Mm. I think you did win that debate, but I do think you're not quite playing fair.
Yeah, well, I never agreed to play quite fair.
Well, all right.
I'll try, Healy. I don't know what our macro topic is today, but I will try to embrace the spirit of the debates and not the letter of the law of the debates.
I think you'll have more fun.
Yeah, I'm not, again, I don't
Let
concern
go.
Myself with having fun.
Unhinge. Open up. Yeah. Could be fun. Should we try it?
Yeah, let's hear the big one.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, guys.
Maybe taking the con all the time is not healthy for you.
Well, yeah, that's...
Is that possible? Would you like to switch?
Okay, let's hear the topic and then let's talk about...
The topic, the proposition up for debate today is, it's okay to be fat.
Okay. This feels like a trap. Either side feels like a trap. It's okay to be fat.
I don't really want to take the con.
Okay, Healy, take the pro, and I will not try to be a total dick.
I'm now actually a bit concerned that taking the con all the time is like...
I don't sleep well at night, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my therapist about it.
Okay. Does your therapist listen to Great Debates?
I don't really have a therapist.
Oh. All right, let's do it.
It's okay to be fat.
Of course it's okay to be fat. All kinds of human bodies are great. We need some fat cells in society, first of all, for comedy, wrestling, sports, some sports, and just general amusement. Santa Claus is fat. Buddha is a little chubby. A lot of the great cultural figures are fat, and we like that. That's part of the human rainbow. Of course it's okay to be fat. For some people, you get obese, you get unhealthy, you get laggy, your mobility is reduced, your lifespan is decreased. Those are all negative things of being fat. But being a little bit chubby and fat is a positive thing. I would hate to live in a world where we didn't have any fatsos around. I think it's okay to be fat.
Well, Healy, here's the problem. It's just not okay to be fat. And first of all, I don't know why you're throwing Santa Claus in the mix as an example of something. I mean, you know my stance on Santa Claus. Buddha, I get. I don't think the question really... I'll try to stay away from that.
Do what you want to do.
Healy, here's the problem. We now have, to a certain extent, a socialist healthcare system. And if you're fat, you are... and I say this as someone who considers himself overweight. I think I'm safely on the way to becoming fat. And I don't think it's okay. Because I think that I'm prone to diseases that other people aren't prone to. And it's going to be a problem. And it's not fair to the other people, to my fellow citizens. Just as it's not fair for people who would smoke and drain the healthcare system by using resources that would not have been needed if they had... made better life choices. So that's my main reason why it's just not okay to be fat anymore. I'm sorry. Also, like, just for yourself, I'm not saying you have to change your life. I'm not here to say, like, you can't do what you want to do. But it's really not okay for yourself to be fat because you run the risk of dying if you're fat. And it's not okay to die, is it, Steve?
Sure. Yeah, it's okay to do high-risk activities if you want. It's okay to skydive. It's okay.
But those aren't that's not an actual high-risk activity. If you're the father of three, it's like skydiving is pretty safe. No one really...
Adventure sports, that's okay.
Yeah, but people don't actually die doing those things.
Sure they do.
I mean, do you think it's okay to do is it okay to steal morphine from hospitals and illegally inject?
No, that's stealing. That's bad.
Okay, is it okay to so just because it's the theft that bothers you? Do you think it's okay to smoke?
Sure. I mean, I don't think it's great. I wouldn't recommend it, but if it's legal.
Do you think it's okay to smoke? Do you think it's okay to smoke 20 packs of cigarettes a day in an effort to try to get lung cancer?
It seems a bit whack, but I'm not going to tell you. It's not my.
I don't think it's okay.
Job to say it's. It's not.
I'm not great. Coming. Well, look.
But okay.
I'm not for.
I think we're defining okay as like it's not really my problem or my business. It's acceptable within the rough parameters
of
society.
You say that you would hate to live in a world without fatsos.
Yeah,
I say. That sounds an awful lot to me like a step towards utopia. Wouldn't you want to know that your loved ones and your friends and even people you don't know are taking better care of themselves and that they don't run the risk
of
disease?
I will take the cost.
Also that they just frankly look better?
I'll take the cost in exchange for the social value of having a few funny fatsos around and different types of people to look
at. So you're saying that it's okay to be fat because we need funny fatsos?
That's a reason. It's also okay to be fat because some people are just going to be fat. No matter, you know, they can eat really healthy and they can do their best and they can exercise, but it's just not going to happen. They're going to be a bit pudgy, and that's okay with me. I'm not going to judge those people or hold against
it's not
them.
Whether it's okay with you. This isn't about
it's okay, period. It's okay.
Don't
it's
you think
acceptable.
Do you aren't there fat people who have lost weight who are still funny? I think so.
Who? Name one.
Horatio Sands. I mean, like, I don't think Ricky Gervais got less funny when he lost a bunch of weight.
What people loved about part of what people loved about Horatio Sands was his portly Falstaffian carriage.
He is still, if you see him do improv or any comedy, he's still super funny.
Yeah, but is he the same? I don't know. I haven't seen him in years. Maybe that's why.
Huh.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
What are we
doing?
Are we talking?
Moving.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are other reasons that it's not okay to be fat? I mean, if you have any sort of family, what are you doing?
Yeah, but
what am I doing? Okay, I've put on, you know how much weight I've put on since college? It's disgusting.
You look fine.
My family, every time
more you to love.
I see a loved one, they should say to me, Dave, what the fuck are you doing? You're going to die. You got to stop eating so much bread.
Do you think bread?
And desserts.
If you were 200 pounds,
yeah,
I think. And you felt terrible about it, I'd be bummed because you felt terrible. But if you were 200 pounds
okay.
And you're like,
it's not okay.
Hey, you were jolly, big jolly fatso, I'd think, that's okay. I love having that guy around. It's hilarious.
Let me list.
For you. He's enjoying life. And through a lot of the history of society, mm-hmm. And we have these images of the jolly fat guy
yes.
Who loves life.
Yes, and
it's
always,
a sign of loving life
and
embracing it.
And they're always.
You can't say no to that extra dozen oysters.
Healthiest.
The leg of
greatest success stories, people like John Belushi and Chris Farley.
Well, their problem was not fatness.
Actually, a lot, but part of their problem was the way they were perceived by society. They couldn't escape. Chris Farley felt like he had to be the funniest guy in the room wherever he went.
I think there was a lot going on beyond fatness.
Of course there was.
Guys.
But it would have been better if he hadn't been fat. He would have lived longer. We could have gotten more movies out of him. He could have had a family.
I don't want to see a skinny Chris Farley movie.
Do you want to see dead Chris Farley? That's what you got.
I think the problems there went well beyond fatness.
But that doesn't mean that it would. But that doesn't mean that fatness wasn't a problem.
I think if you look at Chris Farley and you say, "Is it okay for this man to be this shape?" I'd say, "Sure." It's not. Perhaps not ideal. Perhaps not what a doctor would recommend. But is it okay? Of course.
A doctor would go far beyond not recommending that body shape. A doctor would say to him, "This is." You're in serious risk of dying, which he did.
I think you're allowed to live your life in serious risk of dying.
Again, okay, so here's the ongoing problem with your argument is that you're confusing whether it's permissible with whether it's okay or not. I think okay has a slightly broader meaning. It means, is it good? Is it...
good and okay are different for a reason.
Well, but don't you think okay is closer to good than allowed is?
I think that the more we talk about the meanings of words, the less compelling the great debates become.
Totally, that's really my problem with recent episodes. Okay, well, I'm sorry. There's not much I can do about it.
What do you mean? You're the guy. You're the problem.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
You've got... I don't know if you went to a coach or what, but your new debating style is very definition-based.
I didn't go to a coach. I swear?
I
didn't go to a coach. I swear. Well, define coach. Should we move on to closing arguments?
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's okay to be fat. It's part of the spectrum of human experience. Your fatzos are welcome here. Come in. You're accepted. You're permitted. You're not judged. You're considered okay.
All of those things can still happen. I accept and welcome fat people, including maybe myself. This isn't about acceptance and tolerance. We can still tolerate fat people and love them and be compassionate towards them and say to them, what you're doing is not okay. The same way I feel about people who smoke, the same way I feel about other people who are unnecessary drains on our society, both in terms of healthcare and in terms of a greater public health, if you will. That's my closing argument. And I'm not trying to define any words anymore, Healy.
Medina, what did you think?
Chris Farley, John Belushi, really more their deaths more evidence of the first debate, really, because they died of cocaine overdoses. Mm.
Yeah,
had probably little to do with them being
also
fat.
Chris Farley drank tons and tons of coffee.
Both, yeah, wow. That's hard on a fat heart.
You probably heard the story about like the first day on the set of was it Tommy Boy? The first movie he did with David Spade.
That was Tommy Boy.
Yeah, and the first day of shooting, they had a cappuccino machine like as part of craft services. You never heard this?
No, go ahead.
And Farley just like, as to amuse the crew, stood there and drank 16 cappuccino.
Jesus.
And he was, after that, he was pretty wound up.
That's not okay.
It's possible there was some cocaine in there too. I don't know.
Oh, sure. 16.
Yeah, he had 16.
What's the most number of coffees you think you've ever had in a day?
4.
Yeah, that's about
right. I would love to see how I can to max out and see how that feels.
Medina? I've had 5 or 6, I'm sure. Yeah, you know. Sometimes it gets pretty exciting.
You've talked about quitting coffee and then going back and
I did a cleanse and I quit drinking coffee and alcohol and all that stuff for 3 solid weeks. And the first day back, I was like, all right, I'm going to go have a great cup of coffee. I had a Chemex brewed coffee poured for myself.
Mm.
I had about 1.5 cups and I thought I was fucking like I was flying. I was like,
you're on rocket fuel.
Woo! I had to go like lay down in the bed because I was paranoid. It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, human mind.
I think it's okay. I think it'd be fun to be fat. I think I'm tempted every time I eat another meal to just go too far.
That is the best part about being fat is eating.
Man.
I think I wasn't born to be fat.
Yeah, you lucked
out. But I think either of you guys would be great as fat. So it was...
That's nice. Yes, nice of you to say.
I feel like you're saying that to me just so that when
What are you, girl? You're not fat. Come on.
It's going to be a problem. I never thought this would happen. I weighed 115 pounds when I graduated college.
There was a time where you weighed under 100
That's
pounds.
Right. I had an appendectomy and I weighed 99 pounds. I was 22 years old.
Guys, always a pleasure to be with you on The Great Debates. I want to thank our listeners for joining us and see you soon. She's so